We are Sorted Food.
It's not real.
This is Fridge Cam. My name's Jamie. I wear check shirts. This is Barry. He wears shirts that look like they have pockets, but actually don't. Today we're making a classic chocolate tart.
A classic chocolate tart with short crust pastry, sweet short crust pastry.
And a little twist. It's got some cherry jam on the bottom.
Absolutely. And that's what we're looking for. So really fine, crispy pastry, beautifully smooth chocolate filling. And you can see the tight edge. And that's what you want to be able to cut. It should be spot on. Dig in. You can hear the crunch all the way through. No soggy bottoms. The three guys have chosen who is going to do this challenge, and they've fit themselves with the devices that mean you can shock them whenever they step away from the method we're looking for.
I mean, this is beautiful, but so simple. I feel like I'm not going to have to shock them too much.
We'll see. Good luck.
So, a classic chocolate tart.
So there's two key things.
Pastry.
Ganache filling.
Yeah.
But James wants us to add a third, which is like a jam filling. One issue I see here already is the make a batch of sweet pastry.
You know how to blind bake.
Yeah, but at a temperature that we don't know, for a length of time that we don't know.
Well, I'm not going to say anything in case I get shot, but I'll leave it to later on.
Okay, I'm going to preheat the oven. 180 degrees. Okay, so to make sweet pastry.
Go on.
You rub butter into flour.
That is very true.
To form a bread crumb consistency.
Okay, I'll get yourself a plow.
I'm just going to wash my hands before I start cooking.
What are you doing for, Jamie? Why are you doing that?
Baz.
No.
You better shock
I'm not
her.
Ready. Baz! Alright.
Baz, top stitching up.
What Jamie forgot there is that they're a team.
Okay, Barry, you're doing that. I'm going to beat an egg in with the sugar. That's all come together quite nicely.
Yep, wrap it up in cling film.
Wrap it up in cling film. It's going to have to go in the fridge to rest. And I don't know how long for. I mean,
how long would you say?
30 minutes?
You've had a shocker, mate.
No.
No.
Funnily
enough,
not. Is that not right?
Wait a minute.
So go again.
No!
Come on,
keep guessing until we get it right.
Why do you ever guess? Let's leave this in the fridge for about 15 minutes.
Why don't we put this into the fridge to rest up for about an hour?
No. We have two jams.
Okay.
We have a bitter orange marmalade.
Oh.
Or a black cherry jam.
You know what chefs do? They taste.
Taste test?
They taste test. Marmalade?
Yep. Quite bitter, isn't it?
Cherry jam.
Yep. Ah! We double dipped.
I think the orange has more flavour to it, and I think would provide a nice bold contrast to the
bold. We could do a little bit of candied orange on top, couldn't we, as well?
Oh, mate, that's a really good idea. So I would say let's go for roughly a centimetre. We need to blind bake that in an oven, which I preheated earlier.
Put it in the oven.
I imagine it probably needs a few minutes just to relax and rest again. I brought some water up to a boil. I'm now going to blanch the orange peel within the water.
Are you ready? Because it's time for this to go into the oven for...
How about if we put it into the oven for 15 minutes and then check it and see if we think it needs to go in for any longer.
It needs indefinitely longer than 15 minutes.
Time has just gone off.
Okay. Do you want to, in fact, you get out.
Yep.
I'm going to get some silicone bakeware to pour our syrup out on. So you go ahead, mate.
I'm looking.
I don't know what to do. I'm looking. Right, the time's gone off. It's been in there for 15 minutes.
I think the next step, but I'll have to move quickly because it's been in there for 15 minutes already. So I think the next step is going to remove the baking beans and let it cook for another 10 minutes.
Shut!
Hey, mate, it just needs 5 minutes.
Such a flip.
Am I right?
Back into the oven. Set timer for 5 minutes. Our timer is done, Barry. It's time to take our pastry case out of the oven.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
Yeah.
It's great. Yes.
Guys, is that pastry case on the floor?
No.
No, no, it's on top of a pop,
cloth.
A cloth pop.
That's what I was saying. If I had to make the ganache, the first thing that we need to do is melt the chocolate.
Mm.
So I was going to suggest doing that in a bowl over hot water.
No. No, what you should do... Oh, no. What you have to do is you take your cream...
Yes.
Put that in a pan.
You heat bring up heat the cream. Pan.
You're going to lace the cream with the honey.
Yes.
Butter, where's the butter go?
In at the end, the gloss.
I'm glad you're here. And you pour the cream over the chocolate.
Yeah.
We'll go right to the rim. Right.
It's probably the best thing to do now, Barry, is to let that cool in the fridge.
No!
Oh, that was so hard to concentrate.
Ah, garnish with nibs and then leave to set. Cocoa nibs.
I'm going to... Leave that to set.
In a fridge.
Oh.
While that sets up, you've got to pick a chef special, knowing that the person that comes second has to present the dish with all the shockers on and the additional
such a nice
extra.
Dish.
Barry made the pastry.
Yeah.
Great pastry. Did a really good job of rolling it out.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Jamie did a lot of watching for the first half.
Didn't do that much to begin with. But he made a great ganache.
He made a really good ganache. I feel like Jamie asked a lot of questions. Barry did a lot of action.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to go for Barry as my chef special.
Okay.
Because he put himself out there more.
Okay.
Can I take it off?
Yeah, you're done, mate. You're free.
There we have it. It's a classic orange and chocolate tart made by me and Barry with a little help from his electroshock therapy sorted. Ah, shut
the
great orange. It makes me feel a little bit ill. That might not be the tart.
Oh, I might come straight back out. Let us know how you would have got on, and if
that one's not real either.
If you want the recipe for the classic chocolate tart, then the link is in the box downstairs. What did the buffalo say when he dropped his child off at school?
I don't know. What did the buffalo say when he dropped his child at school?
Bye, son.
Bye.